The governor of New York has proposed $5 billion in spending cuts over the next 2 years, $3 billion in the current fiscal year. That's from a budget of about $80 billion. Governor David Paterson, a Democrat, spoke of this as a time of uncommon difficulty when he announced his plan yesterday. He also said that he'll need cooperation from the state legislature, and the signs on that score are not all positive. The chairman of the state Senate Finance Committee says that he and other state Senate Democrats are against cuts to school aid in the middle of the school year. They're also against cuts in health care spending, and the chairman calls the governor's forecasts of budget gaps hysteria. Well, that's a point Governor Paterson takes issue with.
Well, Robert, I guess they're against the cuts, but I guess they're also against governing. If you don't make cuts, then you run the risk of having to borrow money precipitously or have your credit rated downgrading to triple B, which is where the state of California is, one level above junk status. Or you risk closure of many of your institutions because you don't have the money to run them. So I gave them 6 weeks to give me suggestions as to how to reduce the deficit, and they're just saying, we're not reducing it, we're not cutting it. But they also don't want to raise taxes, and they don't want to meet the obligations. And so when a family runs out of money, what they do is they don't spend until they have the resources. That's what I'm doing.
You told me about a year ago, in a similar conversation about New York State's budget problems, that when Wall Street crashes, New York State really feels it. Capital gains receipts go down. No big bonuses means no big bonuses to tax. But nowadays, we're hearing all about big earnings reports, big bonuses, the rising stock market. Shouldn't New York State be recognizing some gain from all of that in revenue?
New York State derives 20% of its resources from Wall Street. That's more than twice any other state. And I would also suggest that New York State is in a lot of our trouble now because we bargained on Wall Street and we over-relied on Wall Street. And many of the markets, there is no derivatives market on Wall Street anymore. So the kinds of resources New York was receiving are just not possible. Now, if the Wall Street revenues come back, and I don't know that that's guaranteed, then if they do come in to some proportion this year, we could start to restore some of the cuts we've made to health care and education, our biggest items in our budget. But to just blanketly say, oh, the Wall Street revenues are coming back, so we're going to sit and do nothing, in my opinion, is anti-government.
There are roughly $400 million in cuts you propose to Medicaid and other health care and mental hygiene. What would New Yorkers who depend on those services, what are they supposed to do now if those services are cut?
None of the cuts will apply to Medicaid patients, so the services will still be there. Our cuts are calling for what would be mergers of facilities. Perhaps there'll be greater crowding. It will be painful, Robert. I mean, I've got to be honest about that. The cuts are painful, but we're going to share the burden. The recession has hurt all of us, and it's going to take a sacrifice by all of us to save our state.
Do you think, by the way, that, say, crowding in Medicaid facilities or cuts to education, do you think this is just a rough spell that in a year or two New York State and the rest of the country comes out of? Or are we talking about ratcheting down what we should expect from public paid services?
I think we're going to have to dwindle to a certain degree the size of government and our expectation that government can pay the pensions and the health care costs out in the future is unrealistic. There certainly are some indications that there is structural damage in our economy and that we cannot support all the systems that exist right now.
And Governor Paterson, just before you go, how soon do you need action from your state legislature to get cuts enacted?
Well, we have to make these payments by mid-December, so I would need action, I would think, on or sometime in the vicinity of Election Day.
Well, we'll follow and see what happens. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much, Robert.
It's David Paterson, the governor of New York State.